Well, the snow may have stopped, but the cleanup is only just beginning. And tonight, we're in for some of the lowest temperatures we've experienced this winter. Add to that the fact that Knoxville, Tennessee had a white Christmas, Atlanta, too, was hit by snow, and across the Atlantic, much of Northern Europe is having one of the snowiest, coldest seasons in recent memory. It all makes for one super weird winter. And why? Well, one Massachusetts climatologist says, blame Siberia. Joining us now is Judah Cohen. He's director of seasonal forecasting at the Lexington-based Atmospheric and Environmental Research. Cohen has been collaborating with scientists at MIT with support from the National Science Foundation to develop forecasting models, and he's here with us now. Judah Cohen, welcome to Radio Boston.
Magna, thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
So Siberia, it seems like a world away, and it kind of literally is from here. So what is it that is happening there that's causing us to have early snow here and colder temperatures than we might otherwise expect?
Well, we've shown through our work at Atmospheric Environmental Research and our collaborators that if you have more snowfall in Siberia in the autumn, then we get colder temperatures and more frequent snowstorms in the eastern U.S. and Europe and also East Asia. I thought yesterday was a particularly good example of something, this interesting contradiction that's been occurring. So yesterday, NOAA and NASA released their report for temperatures for 2010, and it was the warmest year or tied for the warmest year ever. Yet what's dominating the news headlines, it's, the U.S. is covered by, 70% of the U.S. is covered by snow cover. We have this epic snowstorm here in the Northeast, and the South is still reeling from the snowstorm, the same snowstorm earlier in the week. So we have this contradiction where we're being told, the Earth keeps getting warmer, which is true. But on the hand, the reality is we're having these cold waves and these epic snowstorms in the wintertime. So,
well, walk me through this. Help me understand. I'm trying to build a map in my mind and listeners' mind. So, if you have increased snowfall in Siberia, what does that do there that then produces this ripple effect that gives us this strange weather here?
Sure. Snow cover is the most highly reflective natural surface. So, if snow cover is absent, then the Earth's surface absorbs most of the sunlight that reaches it. But snow cover reflects about 70 to even maybe as much as 90% of this incoming solar radiation, the sunlight. I mean, today is a great example. I'm sure everybody is wearing their sunglasses today. So that sun that would normally be absorbed at the surface is then reflected out into space. This tends to build these large cold air masses, and as you reported right before the story, that tonight's going to be the coldest temperatures of the season. So snow cover acts like this refrigerator, refrigerates the lowest atmosphere. This builds cold high pressure, which then cold high pressure wants to spread like molasses. But to the south and east of Siberia, these very high mountains, and it's kind of blocked. The cold air is blocked from flowing to the south and east, which is normally how weather patterns travel.
Okay, let me see if I'm keeping up with you here.
All right.
So we have increased snowfall in Siberia. That produces a more reflective surface,
right,
and that essentially forms this dome, I guess,
right,
of cold
right.
air over Siberia,
right,
which usually would move from west to east, but it can't because it's blocked by mountains.
Did I get that right?
And
yeah,
so it's moving
west and move east and south. So
east and south. Okay.
Right. So but it's blocked by mountains to the south and east. So now it's easier for it to flow instead either west into Europe. That right. happened earlier this year in December. Now we're getting the cold air. So it can either go flow west or it can flow north over the pole and down into Canada, then into the U.S., which
okay.
is happening now.
So I was actually in Europe for much of November,
right,
and the snow falling in Scotland and England was epic there, and people
right.
did not know what to do, and it's been that way for over a month. So so I can actually see how this cold air mass, in my mind's eye, is moving across the world. But why is it?
The one missing piece of the puzzle that I've been explaining
sure.
is, so what's different? So it's getting warmer throughout the year, and last year is a great example. I mean, they're saying it's the warmest year ever. Yet, if you look at the winter was cold last year. We had these epic snowstorms in Washington. This year, the winter is cold. Epic snowstorms now here in Boston and New York. So the Earth is getting warmer. That's what the observations show us. But a warmer atmosphere could also hold more moisture. And the snow cover has been increasing in Siberia. So there's this, seems to be this, well, at least over the past two decades, what's been going on, there's been this, there's been this increase in the snow cover that's created these larger pools of cold air over Siberia, which then flow either west into Europe or north of the pole into the U.S. So there's this kind of this climate change connection also to why the winters have not followed along with the other three seasons.
Okay, so that sort of leads, if I can just ask in a little more detail about why it is that we have additional snow falling in Siberia, which you say is sort of causing, it's the first right. domino falling right. in all of this. And that's because you say that there's the increasing temperatures, maybe is melting more of the polar sea ice
right.
that's then creating, allowing a lot of that additional ocean moisture to come right. into the air and then fall in Siberia.
Right.
That's how global warming's fitting into all
yeah,
of this.
Yeah, so there's two things. One is that a warmer atmosphere holds more moisture, so when it does turn cold enough to snow, it snows more. And the other thing is, yeah, the Arctic sea ice is melting, so it's kind of a lake effect that's being created. Before, the Arctic was always covered with ice. Now, in the summer, a large part of that is melting away, but that didn't melt before. And now this ocean exposed to the atmosphere, so when the air flows over that open water, it picks up moisture and dumps it on Siberia in the fall time.
These climate models are always very complicated and interactive, so forgive me for being sure that I'm keeping up with
yeah,
you.
No.
But so we've got global warming that then is melting sea ice in the northern parts of the planet.
Right.
That leads to additional moisture, which
right.
then falls in Siberia, creating that cold dome of air, which then gets pushed back over northern Europe and we here in the eastern
right.
United States, and we get these weird winters. Now, that sort of
these unexpectedly cold winters.
Unexpectedly cold. It's on this point of the weather moving from east to west, essentially, that some other climatologists have taken issue with you, saying that that's not necessarily how things really work.
Okay, there's been some resistance, I say, to my ideas. I mean, traditionally, conventionally, with meteorology, systems move from west to east with the jet stream, And when I first proposed it, this was kind of a little different because I'm saying the weather is moving upstream instead of downstream. But it's a little more complicated than how I'm explaining it here, and it can happen through some unusual ways. But the pathway involves the stratosphere, and that's what I think really gets it to move across the pole. That is not intuitive, at least to most meteorologists, but.
Well, suffice it to say that climate science is not, free of controversy in any way,
right.
shape, or form. But
sure.
One last quick question for you. I mean, given your predictions about the strange weather, colder than usual that we've
right.
been having, your thoughts for what might be to come in the remainder of this season?
Well, I'm predicting overall a cold winter. And the model, our forecast model, has better accuracy when you look at all 3 months together in aggregate than individual months. But the model is predicting the cold to continue for the rest of the winter. That's the forecast. I just have more confidence in the 3 months in total than I do in any individual month.
Well, Judah Cohen, Director of Seasonal Forecasting at the Lexington-based Atmospheric and Environmental Research Company, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
You can find a link to Judah Cohen's original op-ed that appeared in the New York Times on our website. There's a link to it at wbur.org/Boston. Up next, the media's favorite topic? Well, itself, of course. We take a look at how the tragedy in Tucson has turned into political fighting about how politics should be hashed out on television and on the radio. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.